Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It is a bittersweet day in the Every Day is Saturday community. Welcome back, friends. Don't worry. I'm not going to rain on your parade. Just remembering one of the great directors and producers, actors of all time, Harold Ramis, gone way too soon. At the age of 69, dude was in some of my favorite movies of all time, my comedies, Stripes, Caddyshack, Groundhog Day. He also worked together with Bill Murray. What was it? Ghostbusters. I don't think. Was Bill Murray in Ghostbusters? Keep me honest, guys. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Don't know right now. I don't think he was. That was Aykroyd, Ramis. Anyway, Meatballs. I mean, Harold Ramis. Come on, man. Gone way too soon at the age of 69. If you're from someplace yonder and you're not familiar with our American-made movies over here, just I'm a big fan of comedies. Not enough great comedies out there. These days, at least not like they seem to be, but I wax nostalgic. Back when I was 12 years old, I watched Stripes. I think I watched that movie, had been at least 50 times. Why did chicken cross the road, get to the left, to the right? Huh. Boom chugga lugga lugga, boom chugga lugga lugga, boom chugga lugga lugga, boom. Anyway, hey, we're getting off the beaten path here. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. It's great to have you on this Tuesday, but Everyday Saturday, February 25th, 2014. We do a live show every day. You can catch us on iTunes. Just search for Motivation. Actually, just search for Sam Crowley. C-R-O-W-L-E-Y. Or go right over to everydayissaturday.com. Click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to the show right there. Every single day. How about that? Every day. Who else does a show every day with just cutting edge, great motivation, inspiration, and phenomenal content? I'll tell you who. Nobody. Who? Nobody. Great to have everybody listening. Also, get your tweets, man. Hit me up at Sam Crowley. Use the hashtag Every Day is Saturday. Spread the love all around the world. Love the show. Tell your friend. Hate the show. Tell everybody. No such thing as bad publicity. And I want to welcome you to today's show titled, It Don't Cost Nothing. Nothing. To have a dream. Dreams are free. Dreams are free. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing right now, it don't cost nothing to dream. You in a tough spot? Cool. Dream a little bit. Dreams are awesome, man. I mean, dreams are freaking awesome because, number one, they don't cost anything, and you can never dream too big, right? I mean, heck, what if you were, let's say you just quit a job and you tried to launch a movement and you went broke. I know a guy that did that. But Sam, you don't know my story. It's different. I don't have people that believe in me. I don't have any money. I don't know anything about all this interweb stuff and how it's all connected. Hey, didn't say you had know all that stuff. I'm just saying, can you dream a little bit? Come on, man, shake the dust off. I know life hasn't been exactly fair. I know you've got some ebbs and flows. You might be in the valley right now, but you can dream yourself out. I promise you can do that. Because when you dream, something happens. It just happens. But it's all got to start. You got to start with something. When you build a house, you got to have a blueprint, right? When you build a big brand or you want to get this thing called Every Day is Saturday going, you got to start with something. And I'm not saying you got to have any money. I'm not saying you got to have all the technical geek speak know-how and all that stuff. I'm just saying, can you dream, brothers and sisters? Can you dream a little bit? Just a little bit? We'll work on getting it bigger, but it's got to start. And when you do start, when you become a professional dreamer, like I'm a professional dreamer. I've played shortstop for the New York Yankees. I had thrown a touchdown pass in Rich Stadium in Orchard Park, New York, to Andre Reed. Yes, I replaced Jim Kelly on a Sunday in the AFC Championship game and threw a spiral right down the middle, 45 yards. Also played in the Super Bowl. I also beat Tiger Woods in a one-hole playoff to win the Masters and was awarded the green jacket. All of that, obviously, is not true, not even close to it, although I have been to Rich Stadium in Orchard Park, New York, and I have seen Jim Kelly throw many touchdown passes to Andre Reed, but I've dreamed them, man. And I don't dream any differently when I dream on how to build a big business or a brand or how to be free or how to be a father. Don't you dream about just having all this incredible amount of freedom? Well, let me tell you how to dream. Can I give you some pointers today on how to be a professional dreamer? Because dreaming's free. It doesn't cost anything, but nobody does it. I can't believe, like, all this stuff is free. And you know, it's another thing. I'm going to get into this in a minute, too. I'm all fired up today, man. If yeah, I got shot out of a cannon today. I got literally shot out of a cannon today, man. I'm just all excited. I just am excited. I woke up. That's make me a bad person? I get excited because I woke up? Come on. Oh, this guy just sounds like he's just way too excited for me. I don't know why. Okay, here's the deal. The dream that you have, if you're going to be successful and you're going to realize this lifestyle freedom that you want and you want to truly make every day Saturday, the dream must be bigger than who you are right now. Right now. Now, I wish I could take credit for that, but I can't because I actually stole that from an individual who I used to listen to in my iPod all the time, many years ago. I actually saw him speak as well. Mark Gorman. Great guy, man. Google him, YouTube his videos, Mark Gorman. He actually has some great videos. Part of them is talking about dreaming, which is what I was referring to today for today's show. So this is courtesy of my buddy Mark Gorman, who I've actually talked to as well on the phone. And as I mentioned, I went to one of his events. There's certain people in your life that when you're down, you remember them. You don't remember necessarily when things are going, they're going okay, no, not too high, not too low. Or even when things are going incredibly good, sometimes you won't remember. But when you're low, you remember the people that were there for you. And I often cite a lot of the people I used to listen to, Tony Robbins and Les Brown and Bob Proctor and people like that. But there's other people that maybe you've never heard of, like Mark and others out there. Now that the internet is just so huge and there's millions and millions of videos that are billions of hours of video that are loaded on YouTube, for example, get into it, man. A lot of great Jim Rohn stuff out there, too. I'm always tapping into that. There was a funny video I saw today, Jim Rohn. I've heard the speech, but it was how to not die broke, sick, ugly, and stupid. What a great title for a... What a great title for a... And that's Jim Rohn, you know. I mean, that's, you know, the buttoned up, tight, nicely, nattily clad Jim Rohn talking like that. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. But the dream must be bigger than who you are right now. Your dream must be so big. As Mark was talking to me back in 2005, I used to run around the neighborhood with my iPod Nano. Remember the iPod Nano? Held like, you know, 20 songs in it. Cost like $100. I remember him saying, your dream must be so big that it makes you change who you are. And if it doesn't do that, then your dream is too small. You have to have a dream. So check this though. Ready? You have to have a dream so you will change. Think about that. If you don't have a dream, then there's nothing that you can change into. If you're a little down and out right now and you're frustrated, and things, when you wake up, sometimes you don't even want to. You ever have one of those days, maybe they go on for weeks for you, where you don't even want to pull the covers off and get out of bed in the morning? I get it. Been there. But you can't stay there. That's not an option. So staying in bed all day, if staying in bed all day is not an option, what do you got to do? You got to get up, right? You got to hit the ground and get the feet, hit the carpet, and get going and start moving. Because when you start moving and motion begins, good things happen. Now, sometimes bad things happen too, but something happens. Nothing happens if you lay in bed with the covers over your face. I've tried it. Let me tell you, nothing happens. But your dream has to be so big, so it forces you to change. And here's the beauty. Doesn't cost anything. I see your emails. I see your tweets. You hit me up on Facebook. You share your dreams with me. I wonder if you're sharing those dreams with other people. Oh, crickets. Nothing. I know you're not. Or maybe you're only sharing them with like a really, really close friend. It should be impossible for you to have a conversation for more than 30 minutes without bringing up your dream to somebody. Oh, I know what's going to happen. Yeah. Oh, but Sam, you don't understand. I can't possibly bring up my dream at work. Oh, no. There's no way I can bring up my dream to my spouse because I've tried it before. Oh, no. I can't. My buddies, when we go bowling or we go out for a beer, there's no way I can bring up my dream to them. They'll laugh and make fun of me. Hey, they're going to laugh and make fun of you regardless. If your friends, okay, we're talking about your average friends. We're not talking about, you know, all your friends that have, you know, let's say, for example, take all your friends that have launched global movements and have created 10, 11, and 12-figure businesses. All right, we'll put them in one corner of the room. All right, so you separated them, right? Okay. Take all your friends that are the C-level executives that are all running Fortune 500 organizations, and they're financially free forever with all the stock option. Let's put them in another corner, okay? Now that we've separated your friends, all of the successful ones, financial, personally, and otherwise, let's take a look at your friends that are kind of just getting by. Oh, you say that's 98% of your friends? Oh, okay. That's 98% of mine. It used to be as well. So you can create new relationships right away as well. The only way you're going to have negative know-it-alls going nowhere and all of these average folk in your life is if you attract them into your life, meaning you speak weak words. You have weak body language. When you walk into the room, does the energy level go up or does it go down? All right. Start looking at how you carry yourself, and that's going to tell you a lot about the individuals who are you're attracting into your life. And also, it's going to also tell you a lot about your results. You know, I've seen a lot of individuals, very successful people. They can look at somebody and say, I can tell you within 5 minutes how much money you make, how successful you are. Why do you think they do that? Because they can tell. Body language tells a lot. How you speak says a lot about somebody. When you go to events, by the way, events are great. Live events, networking with individuals, other movers and shakers, people that are successful. If you're the smartest person in the room, please go find another room, all right? You don't ever want to walk into the room and be the sharpest person there. I promise you, you're never going to grow. I walk into the room, and coincidentally, I'm always the dumbest one, which is awesome. I mean, it's just an incredible feeling of delight. I have achieved my life's purpose of always being the dumbest one in the room. And that's by design. Why? Because I hang out with people always more successful than I am. Why do I want to talk to other people to talk about how great I am? Oh, yeah. And I've got a podcast, and I've got a website, and I've spoken on stages all around. Nobody wants to hear that. I want to listen, man. Two ears, one mouth, listen twice as much as you speak. Get on it, right? But then I tell people about my dream. Entrepreneurs love to hear about dreams. That's how people get funded. You ever watch the show Shark Tank? It's a great show. You know, you walk in front of the panel there and you got to share with them your invention. Well, that's your dream. And you don't just walk into Shark Tank, for example, or any investment funder, people who's going to back your product. You don't just say, yeah, and then this cord goes into the input part of it here, and then the other part goes into the recording here, and then it's hooked up to a keyboard, and the schematics. Boring. Okay, you want to share your dream. How did it all start? How did you get started? You have the greatest question. If you're in sales right now, I'm going to give you a $1 million nugget, man, because this, I've seen the best of the best salespeople use this, and it's phenomenal. You want to get somebody talking about their business? You want to sell them? Because if you're in sales, a lot of people hate to be in sales because it feels smarmy, right? I love it. I have no problem asking for the order, but I just happen to believe in every product I've sold. Especially when you own the product or you created a product, you know? There's no problem being a salesperson. You know, there's always a sale going on. Your marriage right now, somebody got sold, okay? Car dealership, somebody's getting sold. There's always a buyer, there's always a seller. Somebody got sold in every relationship you ever see. But if you want to be good in sales, ask this question. Wow, This is an amazing story. How'd you ever get started? And then just sit back, open up a can of your favorite beverage or a hot drink, and just let them talk. Because they are going to talk about that journey forever. And that's awesome. That's how you lower what's called the task tension level. Okay? The tension level goes down as the task goes up. And the task is getting them to talk about themselves. That's sales 101. And you want to get somebody talking about themselves. You want to get them really comfortable with you and say, wow, this is an amazing business. What an amazing brand you have here. How'd you ever get started? And just sit back and let them talk. I'll tell you what, that has accounted for more money into the coffers of salespeople all around the world than probably any other question, if you know how to ask it without sounding like a doofus, okay? And it's pretty easy to do. Just be sincere about it, you know? But you got to have a dream, because these people, they're sharing with you their dream. Do you even have a dream? And then secondly, have you even shared it with anybody that matters without prejudging right out of the gate? No, that's not a good enough story. I don't have a brand as good as what that person has. Look, you're arguing for your limitations. Argue for your limitations and they shall be yours. You understand? It should be impossible for you to have a conversation for more than 30 minutes without bringing up your dream. Impossible. I didn't say likely, kind of. Impossible. It's got to be such a huge dream that it wakes you up at 3 in the morning and you can't even get back to sleep. It rattles you to your core. You follow me? Are you with me? And the reason I'm telling you all this, we haven't even gotten to the part, well, how do I make money, Sam? I want to make money. I want to be free. I want to ride horses on the beach in Laguna, California, and be free with long flowing locks and meet the person of my dreams. Well, yeah, you can do all that, but do you even know where you're going, right? Most people are running east looking for a sunset. You got to have a dream. And when that dream starts to crystallize, you would be amazed. I mean, you would be shocked that if you have the courage to dream, what starts to happen and how everything starts. Some people say the universe conspires around you to make that dream happen. For me personally, and this is just Sam Crowley, it's God working behind the scenes, because I don't believe he'd ever give me a dream so big and be so cruel as to not have me realize that dream. But whatever that means to you, the universe, God, whatever it is, understand that they are asking for you to take the very first step on your journey to Saturday. Because if you have the courage to just dream big, everything else starts to magically happen. And I'm telling you, oh, Sam, I don't believe in magic. Well, then you know what? Ain't nothing going to happen. Let me ask you a question. What do you have to lose? What do you got to lose? Dream big. What's that going to do to you? I'm not going to cost you any more time. I'm not going to cost you any money. I've already said it's free to do. You know it. I know it. What's it going to cost you? It's not going to cost you anything to dream big. And then go out and start taking just the smallest action steps towards that dream. Case in point. You want to buy a business in your local community, for example. Dream about it. Think about. Envision yourself behind the counter of that business. Maybe it's a restaurant. Maybe you and your spouse want to open up a little bed and breakfast or a coffee shop down the street. You've always wanted to do that. Right? You want to live the American dream. You want to be an entrepreneur. Well, do you think that vision is ever going to happen without, first of all, you dreaming and actually envisioning that happen? Do you think that's going to happen? No, that's not going to happen at all. So if it doesn't cost anything to put the dream out there, do you think then if it's front of mind and you've envisioned this happening, do you think you're also going to envision a process where it allows you to, I'm not saying it's going to get done tomorrow. But you're going to have what most people in the world don't have. You know, a billion people slept on a dirt floor last night, and you have the audacity to say that this dream may not happen. Who are you to say that? You've got your arms, your legs, your faculties, your mind, everything working for you. The only thing working against you is you and your mind. And we'll loosen the negative soil after a while. That's why we do a daily show, to help you out. But I'm here to just challenge you to dream. Because I can tell you firsthand, I can report back. In confidence, I can guarantee you one thing. Ain't nothing's going to happen if you don't dare to dream big. And another thing, you might just shock yourself when you start dreaming and dreaming and dreaming. You're going to start seeing things you never saw. Wow, I didn't realize that storefront was vacant there. Huh, start thinking about that bed and breakfast, the restaurant, the coffee shop. I never even realized that, oh, it's been vacant for 2 years. Huh, I wonder why I just noticed it. I know, because you started dreaming. That's why. Because you put it in your subconscious. Like now you're programming yourself to look, have the vision, have the mind. Wow, I wonder if that person would hold some of the mortgage back because it's been vacant for two. Well, I don't know. Could always ask, right? Hey, wants 200 grand. Maybe he'll take 150, hold 20% back. Now I just got to come up with 100 grand, not 200 grand. I can come up with 100 grand. Maybe I go to borrow.com. Maybe I go to prosper.com. I'll put a business plan together. Go to the bank. Maybe I don't need a great credit score. Use the power of somebody else's credit. Have them co-sign. After 3 years, I cash them out on a balloon note. Oh, huh. How'd I come up with all that? I started dreaming, started learning. Because the next step after dreaming is learning. Let's put it all together, guys. It ain't that difficult. The only thing standing between you and this incredible life that you're going to have is you not having the ability to sell yourself. Remember, you got to sell yourself to two people. Somebody's always getting sold. This conversation is between you and you. Would you sell you on the ability to dream? Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let me know. I have a dream. Say, I have a dream, Sam. At everyday. I'm sorry. At Sam Crowley. I'm so jacked up, man. I'm so jacked up because I'm a dreamer. I love it, man, and I love you and everything about it. It ain't easy, but nothing worth having is easy. You know, being broke ain't easy either. You got to fail over and over again. It's just as easy to have success, okay? Understand that much. And success is waiting for you. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.